Yes, it's Monday, and it's a special Monday. Yes, it is, because it's the last Wintag for at least 2 weeks. Yes, indeed. Well, it is just for 2 weeks, really. Whilst we have a little bit of a break in play, which I think's needed all round. I think we can all agree. Anyway, how are you all doing? I do hope your week's going well, seeing as we're an hour into it or so. So if it's not, don't worry. It'll get better. As D. Ream said, things can only get better. Anyway, what have we got in store for you today? We've got all of the usual good stuff to sign off with. We're going to say thank you finally to our Patreons. Hooray! We're going to sing a song for them. Yes, we are. Not a song of sixpence, because I don't have a pocket full of rye, or a blackbird, or a pie. And then we're going to finish off the series of tales that we began not 2 episodes ago. And then, of course, we're going to pay a visit to Becca in her terror turret, which was once Reddit Corner, in a basement. But, you know, she be a woman, she be able to tell me what she want to do. And what she want to do is reside in a turret. And so be it. I'm all for it. And, of course, we're going to have a paranormal review where I review something so you don't have to, because that would be insanity personified. Anyway, what we're going to do first is say a big thank you to our wonderful team over at Patreon. Now, when you sign up to Patreon, not only do you support the show, which you do, by the way, but you also get 2 podcasts each and every week. Each and every week. And if Becca was here, she'd tell me off for saying k at the end of week. But otherwise, you'd say weeg, which just sounds weird. Anyway, you do. You get one which is a ramble, which, as you can tell, I like to ramble. And you get another which is a paranormal Patreon, where we talk about stuff which is paranormal. Or we do our very best to try and keep it paranormal. Normally it's me and Becca, but she's off on her travels. Now, it's worked out quite well, because this break and play that we're having ties in with Becca being back in Saudi for 2 weeks. So, you know, works out quite well. Anyway, but it doesn't for our patrons, because it just means they're going to get me on a Sunday, which, you know, that's a barrel of laughs. It is fun. It is quite funny. We do have a laugh. I'm downplaying it. We have a laugh, or we try to. Anyway, head over to Patreon.com. Yes, go there. And what you'll get is, I'm sorry, this page cannot be found. Head over to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts. And when you do, I will sing your name out as a thank you, just like I have to do. Have to? How very dare I? Just like I want to do, I'm going to do, for the following wonderful new team members: Ursa, Gracie May, Michelle Clark, Erin Kutcher, and Rent T, and Dawn Devine. And the guitar is well and truly out, and we're going to have, it's not country, but it's finger picky bounty sort of thingy. Here we go. Ooh. Ooh. Ursa, Gracie May, Michelle Clark, Erin Kutcher, Rent T, Dawn Devine, by signing up, you're keeping the show alive. All you guys, sign up, keep the show alive. By joining the Patreon, you're keeping the show alive. By joining the Patreon, you're keeping the show alive. By joining the Patreon, you're keeping the show alive. Sorry, we went a little bit grungy there, you know. I like to do it now and again. Anyway, thank you, guys. If you'd like to become a Patreon, head over to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts. But right now, let's have a paranormal review, shall we? I think we shall. Yes, it's a paranormal review time, but I review some... Well, normally, I would review something paranormal so you don't have to. However, this week's going to be a bit different, just like a lot of things in this show. And the reason for that is I thought, you know what, instead of reviewing something which obscure, you know, like, I think in recent weeks I've done like, I'm going to review The Lesser Key of Solomon. None of you are going to buy a book on 72 demons you can conjure from a magic, you know, vase. It's not a vase, it's a vial, actually, Kevin. Anyway. But you know my point. So I thought what I'd do, because we're going to have a couple of weeks break, I'd just suggest some listening options for you to go and be in safe hands whilst we're away. Okay. So these are all going to be very obvious and you'll be like, as if we need telling. I know that. But just a reminder, okay. So we're going to start with real life ghost stories. The beautiful and wonderful Emma. Go and listen to her. Go and check her out right now. If you've never heard her before, and who hasn't? But if you haven't, go and listen to her shows. She's amazing. You know, she will definitely, if for whatever reason this show, as in my show, fills a void in your life, Emma, you know, solely hands down. Is that right? Yeah. Hands down and Han Solo. I know nothing of Star Wars. Will fill that void undoubtedly. However, if that's not your cup of tea for whatever reason, go and check out the Ghost Story guys, Brennan and Paul. Okay? They've got plethora upon plethora of amazing stories. They've got great banter, hour-long episodes, you know, unlike this 30-minute piece of podcast. So they've got Paul in his own right has got Mysteries and Monsters. There's another show you can go and binge. He's got, and that's very like, you know, if you want to get down the academic route of the paranormal, get down to Mysteries and Monsters land, because that's where you're going to learn some shit. And I'm being very truthful with that. Paul's knowledge is, it's not even second to none. It's kind of like fast. Well, that is second to none. Anyway, or Parachat, of course, with my good friend Reeves. My good friends Reeves. There are three of them. That's why we pluralize Reeve. No. Go and listen to Parachat also. Basically, what I'm saying is, whilst I'm gone, if you are stuck for things to listen to, you're not stuck for things to listen to. Because genuinely, just with those four releases, I mean, I think Emma's now putting out like three shows a week because she's a fucking machine. Ghost Story Guys and Paul, they're putting out weekly shows, both of which are like over an hour in content. So God knows how Paul does it as well, because I think Paul also works full time. He must duplicate himself. I wouldn't put it past him. He's a clever guy. And Reeves with Parachat, much more laid back. You know, there are loads of options out there. I'm sure you might do what I do, where you listen to something and go, I like that. I'll add that to my list. And you add it to your library. But you never really listen again. I don't mean with those shows. I mean, in general, I've got a load of shows where I'm like, I like that. I'll add that to my library. And I've never listened since. So maybe just give these shows another chance if you've ever, not necessarily given up on them, but, you know, if you've listened and thought, yeah, it's all right, that, yeah. And for some bizarre reason, you keep coming back to this one. Give these other shows a re-chance because they're amazing. We all know they're amazing. So go and check them all out. God knows what I'm going to put in the title of this episode, because normally I'll put and X review and all those podcast titles won't fit. So I think I'll just put Paranormal Podcast. Oh, no, because that's Jim Harrell's. Go listen to Jim Harrell as well. He's good. Paranormal Podcasts, plural. Sorry about the S there. Review. So just go and, you know, everything's going to be okay. We're all going to be reet. Anyway, let's continue with our series of stories that we received from Claire. We're going to round things up by finishing her email, I mean, basically, because she sent like a 10-pager. Well, it wasn't 10-pager, but it was quite lengthy. But we're going to finish up her stories today. Hooray! So, Claire's next story is called The Shadow Man. I wonder what this could be about, I joke. So now I'm around 14 years old. I am unsurprisingly developing an interest in the occult and the paranormal. I remember going to the library to use their new high-tech, lol, computers to look up books about witches and ghosts. In brackets, the internet still wasn't really a thing back in 93. There wasn't a host of websites and information which is available like today. I began researching the things I'd been experiencing and looking for rituals, spells, or charms I could use to protect myself or find out why these things were happening. For some reason that is beyond my understanding now as an adult, I decided to do a Ouija board with my friend one day when she was at my house. We didn't have anything as sophisticated as a cardboard and plastic board game from Hasbro. Oh no. We made our own out of pieces of paper laid onto a large mirror, and we used a shot glass as the planchette. As I remember, nothing happened and we got bored. We gathered up the pieces of paper and we threw them away. No, Kevin, I didn't know how to cast any protections before using the board. No, we didn't close the board out, and I've no idea if that has anything to do with what happened next, nor how long afterwards it began. But it was definitely around the same time, and so I thought it worth mentioning. This happened several times. I would be woken in the middle of the night by a loudish tapping, like small stones being thrown at my bedroom window. Thinking that's exactly what it was, and hoping as a hormonal teenager that it was a good-looking neighbourhood boy who was a few years older than me. Sorry, fair enough. I would open the curtains slightly to peek into the garden. Sometimes there would be no one there. But some nights, I swear I could see the shadow of a man disappearing around the back of the garage. But one night, whilst peering into the garden trying to see if someone was there, I heard the seashell wind chime that hung on the back corner of our attached garage, tinkling, even though there was no wind. I looked over to see a shadowy arm retracting from the wind chime. I stared, confused, and trying to figure out if there was someone in my garden in the middle of the night, and who it might be. Then it looked as if a figure that was darker than the shadows peered over its shoulder around the corner of the garage, looking at me. Very creepy, and most worryingly, I still don't know if that was a random person creeping around my garden or something else. This is now shaping up to be a mammoth email, and I haven't even got to adulthood yet, or moving into my first home of my own, which, spoiler alert, also turned out to be haunted. So I think I'll leave you with one more story, and possibly the most disturbing thing I experienced in that house. I'll send more stories in another email. Please, Claire, please do. It'd be great for when we come back. But anyway, this is Claire's final story, The Doppelganger. I'm now 17 years old, still in the same house with my family, and our recently, within the last year, acquired huge ginger tomcat, Tigger. He turned up one day and just decided we were his family. We never fed him, but he wouldn't leave. And one day, after he'd sat outside all night in a terrible rainstorm, we let the soaked, determined boy in, and he never left again. He was an affectionate, cuddly, and playful cat, and we all loved him dearly. He would often sleep in my bed, either curled around my feet or laying with his head on my pillow, and his massive face pressed against mine. Sometimes, however, he would insist on staying out at night, but would usually meow loudly below my window at 3 a.m. until I went and let him back inside. It was annoying, but he was so cute I would instantly forgive him. One night, I was woken up, around 3 a.m, by a familiar and incessant meowing. Looking out of my window, there's Tigger on the patio. He looked up at me, and my heart froze. I don't know how to properly describe it. I've never felt fear like it. It felt like I was in such incredible danger. It sounds so dramatic and over the top, but I felt a palpable wave of malice and evil coming from it. From my Tigger, who would literally never hurt a fly. He was the softest, most gentle cat I've ever known. I backed away from the window and turned back towards my bed, and the fear I'd been feeling doubled. I literally started crying. I was so scared. Because there, laying at the foot of my bed, sound asleep, was Tigger. I shot back to the window, no idea where I got the courage to look again, and peered into the garden just in time to see the imposter cat slash thing walk into the shadows behind the garage. The rational part of me says it was just another cat that happened to look exactly the same as mine, and I've had an extreme reaction to it for some reason. I do that often, try to rationalise things, I mean, and I can and have for some of the smaller experiences I've had, like hearing knocks or tapping, easily dismissed as a house expanding or contracting due to temperature. But this and my other experiences in this email, well, I don't know. I've tried to rationalise, to convince myself I'm remembering it wrong or exaggerating things in my mind. But I also know what I experienced. I know how scared I was. I'll leave it to you to decide what to think of my experiences. I hope, if nothing else, they've at least been interesting. Until my next email, take care of yourselves and thank you for all the brilliant content you provide. Claire. No, thank you, Claire, for your wonderful email. And I don't think there is many, or there are, should I say, many things more terrifying than a doppelganger. A doppelganger cat, though. One that mysteriously goes to the side of your garage where you've seen a shadow man. Is it the same entity? And why? The interesting thing there is, right, you're used to someone going meow at 3 a.m. and you look outside, there's your cat, oh for fuck's sake. Go and let the cat in. One night you hear meow and you go and look and you're terrified. That defies rationale, that defies logic, that therefore is to me terrifying. So thank you very much, Claire, and do send more of your stories and experiences in. You state we haven't yet reached adulthood. And we, and I think I speak on behalf of everyone here, want to hear all about it. But right now, it's time for all of us to head up to the Terror Tower. Yes, that place where Becca resides, which she informed us about a week ago. I sounded like Trump then, which she informed us about a week ago. I'd like to think she told us sooner. That was quite a good Trump. Anyway, I'll work on that during the break. Anyway. Let's go and see what Becca's got to say in the Tower of Terror. Becca's Reddit Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for Paranormal Reddit Corner with Becca.
Hello, Becca.
Hello.
It's a very special Reddit Corner in your Turret of Terror today.
It sure is.
Because it's the last one we're going to do for a couple of weeks because Wintag's going to take a break for a couple of weeks.
Poor Wintag.
But don't worry, if you're a Patreon, you're still going to get some... You're going to get two shows every week. And this, by the way, is not a plug or some ploy to get people to sign up to Patreon. Sincerely, it's not. It's just an opportunity to have a break. And I'm conjoining it with the break in The Deadly Countdown and The Dark Paranormal. So, a genuine break.
A whole winter break?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
A full winter break. Yeah, so there you go. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All getting ready because you're off again on your merry climbs?
Yes. Yeah, off again shortly.
So it works out pretty well, really, because you're away whilst we'll be breaking on Wintag.
You won't know what to do with yourself.
I just don't know what to do. I'll be okay. I'm sure I'll be... He says, staring at a wall blankly. Anyway... The reason we're all gathered round today is because we want you to tell us a ghost story. And we want you to tell it from a thing which is on the internet. It's this fandangle new thing called Reddit.
You can do that.
Can you? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like you to read this.
Thank you. Welcome to Reddit Corner with Becca.
Oh.
The title of this story is... Ghost or Stalker in North Phoenix Nighttime.
Wow.
I've already made my mind up on what I think this is.
Stalker?
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's see. What a terrifying title.
What a terrifying title.
Let's begin. So my wife and I walk our dog every night in our neighbourhood in North Phoenix.
Enough. I'm terrified.
I'm going to need you not to interject constantly.
Okay. That sounds fair.
We continuously start to see this old man with extremely long legs. It starts off at a distance, just a silhouette at first. Then progressively night after night, we start to see the man with the long legs closer each night. He's a little closer, always wearing the same attire. Pants like a burgundy polo shirt, with like faded blue members only jacket. I don't understand what it means.
A faded blue members only jacket.
Right, okay. Well deciphered.
Yeah.
So night after night, we're seeing this man. Until finally, one night we're walking by him and he gets extremely close to us. Almost brushes shoulders with us. Now mind you, this is an empty street around 6:30 at night. We think it's weird and continue our walk. Nothing of interest happens.
I mean, 6:30 is not late, but anyway.
So finally to conclude, okay, that wasn't the odyssey I thought it was going to be. Finally to conclude this last encounter with the man. My wife and I one afternoon decide to go extremely earlier than our usual time, and we decide to go way to the edge of the neighbourhood to a park, and then proceed to go behind the park to this bike path.
Aye, aye. Why?
I stop to tie my shoes in the middle of the bike path.
Yeah, yeah.
And lo and behold, when I turn around, the old man with the long legs is right behind us. So obviously, my wife and I are pretty freaked out by this point. So we start pushing away from the man. And we finally find a spot where we can get far enough off the trail to see what happens.
Do you mean sexually?
What?
Carry on.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
He then, could you not have waited so close
no,
to the end?
I know.
He then proceeds to walk by and slowly down around the corner, and we haven't seen him since.
Right.
Okay, so first of all, that was really terribly written. I did what I could there.
You've done well. You've done very well.
Yeah, without kind of reading it through, you won't understand how well I did, because a lot of it was hard to... I know, obviously, I tripped up once or twice, but... Yeah, it was quite badly written. So, we decided to get to the park, Isaac. Even that we start pushing away from the man. Like, what do you mean?
What, I don't know what that pushes away from. Like
I would imagine, the only way I'd picture that is, like, if you're in a crowd, so you start, like, pushing out. You know
yeah.
What I mean? But he's,
yeah, or unless you're on, like, a bike from the 1910s, which has no pedals.
Yeah.
Or a skateboard. Or a scooter?
Yeah, none of those. Okay. When he says, until finally one night we're walking by him and he gets extremely close to us, almost brushes shoulders with us. Mind you, this is an empty street. I'm wondering, because I've seen tweets and things about single people moaning that when couples are walking down a pavement and a single person's walking towards them, couples don't tend to move to single file to make space so that everyone can kind of get past nicely.
Yeah.
They expect the single person to like go into the road.
I've noticed that with families in town a lot. They just herd down the street and they give zero fucks for you. They're kind of just like, we don't care. We're a family. Get out of our way.
So without a kind of further description of the context, that's like, why do you expect him to move? Like obviously if he's coming towards you and you're going towards him, why are you so freaked out that he didn't move? Why didn't you move? You know what I mean? Like, why aren't... Especially if he's an old man, why aren't you making my...
Yeah, he could have been there first. And for all they know, he could be like, ah, 6:30, the time me and my beloved Mildred used to always go for our afternoon walk. And I'll do this walk till the day it's their fucking couple again with their bastard dog. In with his tiny legs. For all we know, this fella could have, like, tiny, tiny legs, and this guy's got normal-sized legs. The stalker, that is. I don't think it's a ghost. So I'll read the comments, because the phone locked on you.
It did.
The first one says, read in a special dog voice, hey there, little guy. Are you hungry? Are you ready for tailor-made food? Oh, it's an advert.
I was going to say, what? I was literally thinking, has someone just posted that? Because I didn't see that. I did glance quickly at the comments.
Okay. Someone else has put, because this is only like 20 hours old. Someone else has put, you're missing a wonderful opportunity here to call him Granddaddy Longlegs. And three people have upvoted that comment. You know when you think to yourself,
less than
is the world so unfunny? Like, why aren't we just stand-ups. Because that's just not funny. And three people who use Reddit have went, ha 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 ha, granddaddy long legs. Oh, hey Mary.
Yeah, I don't think that was funny.
And someone else has put, strange.
Yeah, so obviously you also won't be aware of this, but I did glance at the comments and didn't really consider them worthy of being read out.
Yeah.
But yeah, at least now everyone knows why. Okay, so back to the title, right? I retract my initial confidence. You know, pride comes before the fall.
So now you think it's a ghost?
No, I think it's neither. I don't think it's a ghost nor a stalker. I think it's just a neighbour, just a guy in a neighbourhood going about his life. And yeah. This guy's like developed some weird problem with him. Just by virtue of being in the same road as him.
Yeah, because that very paragraph, so night after night we're seeing this man, right?
Yeah.
Then therefore, night after night, he's seeing you.
Yeah, exactly. And like you could say, oh, when we changed our part and he changed his, he could say exactly the same thing about you.
Yeah.
I said,
especially like you touched on before, where you said brush shoulders with.
Mm.
They've just not moved out of his way.
Mm. Single file, guys. It's only the polite thing to do. If you're walking as a two and someone's coming towards you, don't make them step in the road.
And did they say old? Have they mentioned him being old? Because, or have I picked it up from Granddaddy Longlegs?
Yeah, I think early on they said it.
Okay, well...
They
start off to see this old man with extreme long... So, they're seeing an old man, like, with long legs, like, ambling towards them daily.
Yeah.
And don't think to get out of his way. Oh, you know what? This is what we do in Liverpool, are you? We'd start with that. And by the end of the month, you'd be like, all right, John, how's Mavis? Do you know, talk to them. Don't assume he's a ghost or a stalker.
I don't think it's either, so, yeah.
He's a pretty shitty stalker, isn't he, if you see him every night?
I know, yeah. The entire point that you wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. One day we changed our routine and there he was again.
Yeah.
I was like, shitty stalker.
Say the same for you, yeah.
Do you need someone obviously followed? Call obvious lanky John.
I know, it's not like every time we come out of our house, he's stood at the end of the path.
Like... See, now that's just put the fear of God into me. That's a horrific thought.
Well, that was what a stalker would do.
I, you know what? You know, we've got a Ring doorbell.
Mm.
I don't check the night anytime. I've checked it once, and that was when next door said that they woke up one morning and a Chinese man was asleep in their children's bed.
Yeah.
Because
I checked it then.
They failed to lock the door, and it was Chinese New Year, and the man was exceptionally drunk. Yeah. Just thought he'd got the right house, wandered in and fell asleep.
Yeah, he just got into the wrong building.
And he was mortified, God bless him, as you would be. But I never, other than that, when we went, let's try and find him and see how pissed he is. And we did, and he was. But other than that, I don't check the nighttime camera because I've got this horrible, horrible feeling. Like, it could be like 3:33 a.m. and there's just something at the end of the path. Like night after night after night. It's like...
I always think the screen on baby monitors are quite creepy.
Oh, yeah, they're terrifying.
Yeah.
I've heard loads of people say they've had voices on them. I mean, you can get cross interference. It's like when I had amplifiers in music rooms, when we had rehearsal rooms, sometimes voices would come through them, but it'd be radio frequency.
Mm.
And that's basically all that a baby monitor is too.
Yeah, there's just something about the look of the screen, the way it's like dark and that. It's just like when you're looking at it, you're just waiting for something creepy to happen.
Well, there's something I can't get my head around with certain like night vision cameras. It's like I noticed it first on that My Haunted Hotel thing that me and Emma done. I was wearing all black, right?
Yeah.
Black scarf, black, I'm like dressed like I am now. Black scarf, black shirt, black pants, black shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on the video, I've got a black scarf, a white shirt, black pants. For some reason, the scarf has picked up as white.
The shirt.
Or the shirt has picked up as white.
I wonder if it's anything to do with thermal vision.
No, because that would be patchy.
Mm.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know why it does that. But anyway, maybe somebody out there does.
I am not wearing white. How dare you? It's absolute slander.
Exactly.
Johnny Cash over here.
I nearly bought a white scarf the other day because it was ruffled. And I was like, that's a bit different. And I thought, no, because there's a certain, it looks like something, like a crime boss, like a mafioso sort of.
Yeah. It would also get immediately filthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, yeah. I mean, to be honest, that's why I wear black. literally, we're just on our way out because we thought you were going to Saudi Arabia tomorrow, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not, you're going next week now.
Mm-hmm.
So I booked us a nice Italian cheese and meat evening at this very nice restaurant.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And we got ready to go out and then I realised I needed to wash my boots because this afternoon we went feeding squirrels in a muddy park. And I wore the boots because I don't, I dress like I'm always going to, there's a chance there's a nightclub there.
Yeah, you do. I own like trainers and boots and that. I don't know why you didn't wear more suitable things for going for a walk in the park, given that you knew when we left the house we were going for a walk.
Because
the
one day that I wear trainers to go somewhere will be the day that we'll go, look, there's a nightclub there. And they've got a dress code.
At 12 noon.
Stranger things have happened in my life.
Let's see.
But we should go because we do need to book a taxi and arrive at this place. Yeah. Well, thank you as ever for our final, well, not ever, our final Becca's Reddit Corner for a few weeks.
Why not?
And do
You're
be
welcome.
Safe when you travel to the Middle East.
Thank you
always are. Sure. And they treat you very well.
You do.
And yeah, any messages for our fans before you go? Well, listeners, fans. Listeners,
he said arrogantly. No thanks for hanging on there and waiting for us, guys. Look forward to speaking with you in a couple of weeks.
Indeed.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, thank you for your patience massively.
And please do come back when we come back.
Yes, please do. Pretty pleased with bells on top.
Because we love yous.
We love yous. Okay, Becca couldn't have put it better myself. What? I couldn't have put it better myself.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, on that bombshell, tatty bye, enjoy your couple of weeks off, and we'll speak to you very, very soon. Okay? Stay safe.
Bye, guys.
Tatty bye.